Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. It is time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, and I am Mark Walters, and defense it is. A couple things. We have Paul Markle joining us today. Paul's mad. He's angry. He's angry like I am at this garbage from the left, which we will cover shortly. A couple comments before we come out of the gate today. We live in a free society. Do I need to remind you that? We live in a free society. We have freedoms in this nation that other nations don't. It's what separates us from the rest of the planet. And it's why everybody wants to come here to participate in the freest nation on earth. Unless you are willing. So many things going on today that changed how I wanted to open this program with you. So I'm just going to let it rip. But unless you're willing, as our current president is and proves it every time he flaps his gums, to give up some of your freedoms that we hold dear to our hearts, that we cherish here in America, then you have to understand, if you're not willing to give those up, you must understand and accept that we can never completely stop evil. Never. We are powerless to stop it. Try as we might, and we do the best we can. There is no such thing as utopia. We cannot ever legislate morality, and we can never legislate evil. You must understand that. The vast majority of Americans, I heard this individual, I can't remember his name, I was watching multiple news feeds. I was focusing quite a bit on MSNBC this morning, which I never do for any great length of time. But I did today for a number of different reasons. Morning Joe, actually, and I think I may have seen him there. But he reminded us, when it comes to mentally ill, that the vast majority of mentally ill people are not murderous, evil, satanic monsters who are killing people in churches and schools. That there is a price for vast freedom, that we will also never be willing to give those up. And he also reminded us that the vast majority of gun owners are law-abiding, you and I. And there is a price for freedom, and we are not willing to give up our freedoms in this nation, but you know who is. You hear him when he opens. The narcissist in chief is incredible. I went back and I listened to his statement, and I watched him yesterday in this despicable act, politicizing the murder of 9 amazing people in South Carolina. I watched the hearing today. And these are incredible people. Their families have more in them than me. I don't know where their strength comes from. I hope at some point in my life, if God forbid I'm ever find myself in a situation where I need to rely on that strength, that I can be half as strong as these family members who are just incredible. I heard them speak today at just an unbelievable bond hearing today. I've never seen anything like it. It brought tears to my eyes. It honestly did. I cried when I watched it. It was very difficult. I recorded it. And I want to go back and watch it again. I've never quite seen anything like it. Very upsetting, very disturbing. And it reminded me of the President of the United States lecturing me that he's had to talk about this 14 times as if I'm a child. And I somehow kneel before Zod when he speaks. I don't. I didn't vote for you. You don't represent me. I'm sorry, sir. That's where we're at. You've divided the nation to that degree. And for you to politicize these murders is beyond despicable. Let's go directly to Paul Markle, who I know is on the line right now. Paul, I'm going to keep you as long as I can today. How are you, my brother?
Well, I'm like you. I'm upset in my stomach. I feel like when I called you yesterday and we were both upset, and I said, dude, I feel like I'm not working hard enough. I'm not working fast enough. I've got a passion in my stomach. I've got, you know me. And we've been trying to address this situation head on, not specifically, you know, the mass murder, although I always tell people, if you're not armed, you're wrong, but the church situation. And how it is that in the United States, we have two opposing forces. We have one force that tries to tell you, if you're going to be a Christian, you need to be passive, you need to be disarmed, you need to be subservient, you need to be weak-willed. And that's the answer. And our answer to villainy, our answer to evil, on the one hand, is to create more victims. Somehow, the evil will fade away if we just disarm more. If we create more good potential victims, then evil will cease. And it's disgusting. It's insidious. The amount of, and I cannot imagine that there is one thinking, thoughtful person in the United States of America that hasn't got to the point yet where they're like, you know, okay, this is just too much of a coincidence. We have, you know, a travesty. We have an act of horror committed by a psychotic, and the blood's not even dry on the pavement yet, and politicians are in front of microphones using this for their own self-aggrandizement.
Wait a minute. You're right. Let me make this very clear, too. Well, more than the Democrats are using it, Democrat politicians, and I want to point them out. Barack Hussein Obama politicizing carnage within 16 hours. I counted it down. I believe it was 16 hours. He didn't wait 16 hours. Hillary Clinton within 24 hours. Let's just cut to the chase. It's guns. That's
well,
a
Lindsey
lie.
Graham did it too.
I didn't hear Lindsey Graham, and that doesn't shock me that Lindsey Grahamnesty would do such a thing. I don't consider Lindsey Grahamnesty a Republican, even though he has an R by his name. But I digress. That's a different conversation for a different topic and so forth. But, Paul, I'm like you, our conversation yesterday was a good one, and that's why I wanted to bring you on the air. It was filled with passion. It was filled with rage. It was filled with anger. We said some things we can't discuss on the air. We said some things in some ways that we wouldn't discuss on the air, but the passion was real and it was palpable. I should say that I was sitting in my car when we spoke, and I was sitting idling in my truck when we had our conversation and decided to bring it to the airwaves. And I think America needs to hear a conversation between two people like us who loudly proclaim the right to keep and bear arms. And there's a number of things I'd like to talk with you about today, if you're up for it, and if you can stick around for the whole show, that'd be wonderful. That's longer than the half hour we had planned. Can you stick around?
No, brother, I'm in the Glass Case of Emotion Studios. I hope I sound good.
You sound fine. You sound great. I like to keep you for the program if we can. So
let's do it. Let's talk about this. This conversation has to happen. We're not going to remain silent any longer.
No, we can't. I used a number of analogies yesterday. I said I would love to get to a point in America where I could talk to Bloomberg like my father spoke to me when I was a child. You will sit down. I don't want to hear another word from you. If I do, I'm stopping this automobile and you will walk home. One of those conversations.
Yeah.
Because yet again, the left is at it. And it's the left that's at it, Paul. We're on the defensive we're constantly defending against these attacks from people who cannot, for whatever reason, accept that being defenseless and unarmed when evil exists is morally repugnant. Please help educate me, please.
Well, yesterday I was working out in the gym, and it struck me like a bolt of lightning. There's so many problems in America. And it's easy for people to throw their hands up. They throw up their hands and they're like, I just give up. The border, the gun control, the terrorism, the ISIS, the economy, the indebtedness, all of that. Mark, it all comes down to really one key word, and that's weakness. And the fact that weakness in the United States of America is promoted, that it is encouraged, that we have supposed religions and supposed religious or church leaders that rather than instill boldness in their flock, do the opposite. That they teach them that you need to be subservient, You need to be passive. You need to be quiet. You need to accept what is given to you. No longer. And that's why, you know, you and I talked about a lot of, you know, I spent a lot of time my whole life, my entire adult life, with alpha personalities, with meat eaters, mm-hmm. with pipe hitters, mm-hmm. warriors.
Right.
And a lot of them are not Christians. And when you discuss it with them, their perception is, well, you know, look, I'm an alpha, I'm a meat eater. You know, they might not say that, but they are. And their view is, if I have to join a religion or a group of people that tell me that I need to be quiet, be weak, be subservient, be passive, if that's what it requires of me to join
your
group.
That's failure. That's failure. That shows weakness and failure. Paul, hold on to that. We come back from the break. We're going to continue the discussion. I'm talking with Paul Markle, student of the gun. Very passionate conversation today. Stick around.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
As people who carry a gun for protection, you and I both know if we're ever forced to pull that trigger, you know your life will change instantly. Liberal prosecutors, bleeding heart juries, they'd love to make examples of people like you and me. And that's why I rely on the legal and financial backup plan with my membership in the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They have a guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense, helping you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family if you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. So if you go to defendfamily.com right now, you can download this free concealed carry guide from my friends at the USCCA. Now, the guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life. Simply visit defendfamilyoneword.com, download your 100% free guide, defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com. Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
It is. I am Mark Walters. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you here. A very passionate discussion today. We're doing something different. Jennifer Cruz's DG Uses will not air today. Jennifer's a little bit under the weather. We hope she gets better. I know she's probably listening. And we're looking forward to talking with her next week. She did send in a list of her defensive gun use stories we would have covered together today. Maybe Paul and I will get to that. I won't promise that. I want this conversation to flow and just come out. You're listening to two people who talk about these issues and write about these issues for a living and have for a number of years. And when Paul and I get together, the conversations can be quite passionate because both of us care deeply about the freedoms that we write about and the freedoms we enjoy here in America, particularly our right to keep and bear arms, which other nations do not enjoy. A right which our current cancerous infection in chief would like to take away from us. Make no mistake, it was evident yet again when he talked down to us in his political statement less than 24 hours after nine amazing American citizens were slaughtered by Satan. And he chose to politicize it. And he did it by talking down to you, as if he controls you, which is his ultimate wish, which is why he wants your firearms, which was evident to any clear-thinking individual who listened to his statement. So I suggest and highly recommend that you go back and listen to it. This time, paying attention, not as an ignorant headline surfer. Can you do that? I'm talking to those of you who might not have ever heard this program before and are wondering what the heck this is all about. Not regular Armed American Radio listeners who are a step above the headline surfer, who understand that ignorance, if left unattended, breeds stupidity, as described by a one Jonathan Gruber. Not my words. Stupidity. I just happen to agree with him. I'm talking with Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, we're all students when something like this happens. I watched a remarkable bond hearing today. I've never seen anything like this, when the magistrate judge allowed the victims' families the opportunity to speak to a crazed psychopath killer standing on a video screen in front of them. And every one of them forgave him. It was astonishing. And it was heartfelt. And it was very disturbing and difficult to watch. Your thoughts about what we're seeing from the community around Charleston today?
Well, my thoughts are this, is it's quite simple. There is no justice for the dead. And let me elaborate on that. People say, well, you know, we hear that after every time there's a horrible crime, a murder, a killing spree or whatever, and people demand justice. And I say, you're kidding yourself, because there is no justice for the dead. There is nothing that we can do here on planet Earth to bring back the nine people that were murdered, that were, you know, ruthlessly had their lives taken from them. So understanding that fact, it is a Christian thing for them to forgive him, and it is also the responsibility, the civic responsibility and the civic duty of the people of the community to ensure that this monster is never given the opportunity again to do that to someone else. And that's what we, you know, yes, we can forgive, give. God tells us we should forgive. But God does not expect you to stand idly by in front of a monster and to allow a monster to slaughter you or your family. And I hope that and see, that's where we get mixed up as a community, as a you know, a group of faithful people. If you consider yourself a Christian, you say, well, how can I call for the death penalty? The death penalty is a punishment. You can forgive someone and execute them. It's been done. And we are confused. We have a confused mind, I believe, as a nation. On one hand, we have people that say, I want to do the right thing. I want to be a good person. And how can I do that? In order to do that, I might have to hurt someone else, and I'm not allowed. No, you are allowed.
Thank you.
And when it comes to, you know, we had this conversation, but it needs to be public. I thought growing up as a child in this nation, you know, growing up, my parents took me to a Lutheran church. I was confirmed in the Lutheran faith. And when I was growing up in the 70s and 80s, I didn't see this weakness being pushed forward from the pulpit. So what are we to be told from this incident? That it's good that these people were helpless, that it's good that they were disarmed, that it would be better if we have more disarmed good people, that is somehow going to bring back the dead, that is somehow stripping American citizens of their rights and ability to protect themselves is somehow doing justice to those that were murdered? It's not. It's a lie. But it's a lie that's being told time and time again and propagated and put forth by basically an organized effort. There's an organized effort in the United States. If we don't realize that, I think we're lost. That is why, and, you know, it's a shameless plug, but, brother, I got this idea. You know, I did the Patriot Faith Fire Team book, right?
Right.
Where can I go from here? And you remember the article that I wrote about, do you have to be a coward to be a Christian, for Beck?
I absolutely do.
Well, I wrote that, and at the time, if you'd have told me that there were religious leaders that were calling for civil disarmament, that from their pulpits and from their positions as supposed Christian leaders, that they were supporting disarmament and the anti-gun movement, I wouldn't have believed you. Then I started doing more research, and then I thought, this needs to stop. This needs to be addressed. We need to talk about this. How is it that these people are, you know, obviously they haven't read their catechism. They haven't read the Bible. If you're a nun, if you're a priest, if you're a bishop, and you go out in public and tell Christians that you, in order to be a Christian, need to be anti-gun, or you need to support the government's anti-gun movement. That is a lie. That is a lie that's being perpetrated on the American people. And I think a lot of folks out there say, well, I want to be faithful. I really genuinely in my heart want to be faithful. And this guy's telling me, this bishop, this reverend, that in order to maintain my faith, I have to accept victimization. I have to accept that. I have to be subservient. I have to go along with that. And is that the truth? And that's
we are equating, Paul, right now, pacifism,
yes,
with faith. We are equating pacifism with faith. I want to quote right now, before we leave, for this half hour, Pastor E.W. Jackson. I urge pastors and men in these churches to prepare to defend themselves. When we come back, I'm going to read a brief statement that was sent to me by the editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, Kevin Michalowski, right after this.
You're a 23 Mabry,
miss? Yes. I told you on my last call, they're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6 plus 1 rounds in a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with two magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit defendfamilynow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's defendfamilynow.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the program. So much to talk with you about today. I want to read just some brief words from Kevin Michalowski, who is the managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. They exude a little bit of passion. I had to edit some of it so I could read it. Never let a good tragedy go to waste. The apologist in chief says this does not happen in other advanced countries, which, of course, is a prelude to him asking for more gun control. And he goes on to mention a number of countries, of course. I'll cut this a little bit short in the essence of time. Forgetting, I guess he mentions that Obama's forgetting Japan, South Korea, China, France, Russia, England, Ireland, Spain, and a number of others. Mass killings are horrible, but gun control will not stop them. Law-abiding citizens with guns will stop mass killings. And the people who need guns the most
are the populations typically targeted for violence? Minorities, gays, Jews, etc. Was the church in South Carolina a gun-free zone? Did the gun-free zone sign do anything except remove the ability for law-abiding people to defend themselves? Gun-free zone sign being metaphorical. We have created a nation of laziness, too afraid to stand up for themselves. People lament someone should do something. Yes, someone should. That someone is you. If you are a law-abiding citizen, if you call yourself a good person who cares about others, if you want to see the number of mass killings drop, you should be ready and able to defend the innocent against the animals. Get a gun. Train with it. Keep it concealed in your holster. Never show it to anyone until evil rises in front of you. Then, if you ever face evil, use your God-given right of self-defense to strike down evil that will always exist in this world. Obama is a liar who will twist the story to fit his agenda. You are responsible for your safety. If someone comes to harm you, you should not have to wait for help hoping for mercy. You should be ready and able to fight back. If you are anything less than prepared, you are part of the problem. I'm talking with Paul Markle, student of the gun. Paul, that resonates a lot with what you and I have been talking about. And Kevin nailed it in a way that, I had to kind of shift it around a little bit just to fit it in the air and to cut some of the passion out of it, because we wouldn't have been able to mention some of it.
Right.
But that's what I like about that statement. It's like-minded to what you and I talked about yesterday. It fit, didn't it?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, we have to ask ourselves, did this psychopath, did he target? And I heard this on the radio on the way to work yesterday. The host said, he goes, you know, there are plenty of places where if this is a race attack where black folks congregate or where Asians congregate or where whatever, certain people, certain ethnic groups congregate, there's plenty of those places in the world. I'm sure there's plenty in Charleston. There's plenty of places where if this guy is a, you know, a wannabe Klan member or whatever, where black folks congregate, why choose a church? Is it because there is that belief, that intrinsic belief in the mind of the psychopath that, well, Christians are weak, Christians are passive, Christians are unarmed, therefore I will have the greatest opportunity for success if I go there? And why is that? Why in the world today is that belief out there? Why is it there? I mean, and
that is a question that I oh my gosh, I wish I had the answer to. This is a difficult part of this conversation. I'll get very personal, but I was born and raised Catholic, and I cannot tell you how disappointed I am in Pope Francis.
Oh, yeah.
And politicizing the church that I was baptized in. And Paul, the Catholic Church has always been seen as ultra conservative. No longer.
Oh.
No longer. Now it seems to me, in a very discouraging way and in a very disturbing way, to be moving in a almost ultra liberal, progressive direction under this Pope. And I struggle with that. And I think that helps answer, to a certain extent, some of the questions, because we're seeing this pacifism, almost as if we are in complete denial of evil's existence. And if we deny that, we lose. And evil wins. Agreed?
Exactly. That's, you know, that's why, you know, between, you know, you and I and everyone who's listening, I have been dealing with this, and I sat down, you know, we talked about it, and I said, man, we're not quite ready. the book is we're in like 2 weeks from the launch, and I wish I could say, you know, read this right now, but let me tell you what, you know, Jared, my son.
Right.
Let me tell you what that kid did. I called him yesterday and I said, hey, I'm going to be on with Mark tomorrow. And he said, and I said, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about faith and the Patriot. And is it worth fighting for? Do you have to be a coward to be a Christian? Do you have to be a pacifist and just sit idly by as you're slaughtered? And he said, Dad, he goes, I don't have it ready yet. And I said, can you do something? And that kid is such a good kid. And well, he's 25 years old. He's not a kid, but you know what I mean.
Well, he's always your kid, Paul.
That's right. He went back in his office, and he pummeled away on the keyboard, and he came up with something. We've been recording the promotional videos. We're doing the launch. We've got all this. And I want to address the faithful nation, those that are sitting out there thinking, who may be on the fence. Mark, you know these people. They're like, well,
right.
Maybe, you know, and they're the reasonable people, but thinking, well, maybe, you know, if we could only do more background checks, or maybe if we could do waiting periods, or maybe if we could do this, or maybe we could do that, well, maybe then that would be the solution. And I want to tell them, no, that's not the solution. The solution is not for you to be more subservient. The solution is not for you to be more pacifist. It's the opposite. And they say, well, you say that, Paul, but do you have any evidence? And brother, I told you yesterday that I really felt it when I was putting this together. And the evidence, you know what makes me sad, Mark, is that these religious leaders, it's almost like they don't even know how to read their own text. They don't even know how to read. You know, brother, did you read the Catholic Catechism when you were growing up?
Oh, yeah.
Yep. I bet you did, but it seems like these nuns and priests and people that are coming out today, that they've never read it or they're not familiar with it. How can a Mongo-like pipe hitter like me find this information, and people that are supposed to be leading the flock, encouraging them, inspiring them to be bold and fearless, how is it that they can't find this information?
Oh, okay, I think I'm seeing a shift. I'm seeing what I believe to be a change. Maybe not to that extent. Maybe that's not the best descriptive to use. Let me say it this way. I'm hearing a louder voice after the incident in Charleston than we did after Newtown. After Newtown, President Obama dominated with his gun control message. He took it to Congress because he had a Democrat Senate. The press was wetting their pants, as they always do when it's a progressive liberal cause, particularly one they believe in, such as gun control. But I'm not seeing that now. And that's evidenced by a piece in The Hill. It's evidenced by the statement I read from the pastor. It's evidence that I'm hearing from individuals on the news, on multiple networks, from individuals who are saying it's time to look at being able to defend ourselves. That voice is growing louder. Paul, we're getting ready to take another break. When we come back, I want to quote some pieces from The Hill in a piece titled, Even After Charleston, Hopes Are Dim for New Gun Laws. And I want to get your idea on a couple of these quotes, because Shannon Watts is quoted, Bloomberg is quoted, the Bradys are quoted, all of the usual suspects. And it becomes very clear to you what their motivation is. And that is confiscation of your rights. It is the destruction, total, complete destruction of our Constitution's Second Amendment and your liberties. We'll be right back.
Hey, you've heard me talking about my proud membership with the United States Concealed Carry Association. They're the organization that protects responsible gun owners like you and me from jail and bankruptcy if, God forbid, we're ever forced to use a weapon in self-defense. Now, I want to share with you an incident that happened to another member of the USCCA. Now, this member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted with a baseball bat in front of his yard. Now, he drew his weapon to stop the threat and save his neighbor's life, and he was arrested and held on a massive bail bond. He never fired a shot. Well, he used his one call that he got to the USCCA. Not only did they post his bail, find him an attorney, they got him home to his family and also had him home in time to go to work on Monday. Now, the USCCA has a free guide that I want to give you today that's going to arm you with 18 things that you absolutely must know before leaving your house with a gun. Now simply go to defendfamily.com right now to get your free copy of this life-saving guide. Defendfamily.com. Again, that's defendfamily.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet, used by law enforcement and civilians around the world? The Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
As Americans, you have the right to bear arms. You also have the right to have and cook great food. Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and I just launched a great cooking guide. It's called Try This Dish. Why not spice up your dinner? All you got to do is go to irfnews.com. It's chock full of recipes, DIY kitchen tips, everything that's got to do with cooking. That's Try This Dish at irfnews.com. Give it a try today.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit crossbreedholsters.com. That's crossbreedholsters.com.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios, I have to direct you. I had a million places I wanted to go with you today, and I decided it would probably be in our best interest and your best interest to listen to Paul and I chat a little bit. You get a taste of what we talk about when we talk on the phone. I mean, we actually have conversations like this, and sometimes that can make for great radio. I think in this case it's therapeutic, more if I'm honest with myself, that the conversation with Paul on the airwaves is a little bit therapeutic for me, and I appreciate you tuning in and listening. It's an assistance. You got to understand, Paul and I do this every day for a living. We are neck deep in this. We are talking to people, victims. We talk to, I've even talked to some perps, which is, written a couple books. And it can be difficult. And when you see and you know and you can assist and you can advise people how to stop these things, it's maddening to hear the president politicize this, to push an agenda. Now, I want to go to this piece
from the Hill. But before I do, I was reminded during the break that Sean had a question for Paul. We got a little sidetracked in the last segment. Sean, I'll turn it over to you first. You have a question for Paul? Go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Paul, here's my question. How did the religious leaders justify pacifying the religious? I mean, when I read my Bible and I remember Abraham, Joshua, and all these guys, man, they fought for what they now have, which is Israel. Am I missing something here?
No, well, you know, Sean, if you remember your history, you'll know that that during the Revolutionary War, one of the Tory leaders referred to the reverends and pastors of the time as the Black Regiment.
Mm-hmm.
And that wasn't a nice thing he was saying. He was insulting them. But the fact is that we had a Black Regiment. We had religious leaders. And I talk about that in the book, The Faith and the Patriot, about reinvigorating the Black Regiment. Mm-hmm. And we also talk about your exact question. Why is it? Well, you have, unfortunately, you have people that are in positions of power in the churches that have become part of the, I guess for better words, part of the ruling class, part of the elite, part of the, you know, the upper crust, and they don't want to lose that.
Mm.
Now, if you're a religious leader and you come out and you stand for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, independence, liberty, and you don't get up, and you don't jump on the gun control bandwagon, you're looking at IRS audits. You're looking at scrutiny. But jump on and you show the, you know, you show Comrade Barry and his minions that you're down for the struggle. You come out and make public statements about gun control and yada, yada, yada. Then they're like, oh, you don't expect an IRS audit anytime soon because you're part of the, you understand. So you're mm-hmm. on our team. And what I see is these leaders who are supposed to be leading the flock, instead, they're aligning themselves with the ruling class. They're mm-hmm. aligning themselves not with God, but with man. Not with the faith. They're aligning themselves with the state. And it's selfish, and it's disgusting. And
it's corrupt.
Yeah, it's corrupt.
It's corrupt.
And it's one of the reasons that I wrote the book, because it needs to be addressed. We can no longer sit silent and just assume that everyone understands.
I have the manuscript, and when I get a chance to go through this, I got it from you today. When I have a chance to go through this, Paul, I want to bring you back and talk about this in greater detail. But that's a perfect segue into this piece from The Hill. Let me read you the title of the piece. It is, "Even After Charleston, Hopes Are Dim for New Gun Laws." And I want you to tell me which direction this is written from. You'll know instantly. But I want you to listen to the way this is craftily and artfully worded. "A sense of resignation," Julie Haddam and Tim Devaney say, "has settled over gun control advocates." They're the dual authors of the piece, co-writers. "While some proponents of new limits insist they could yet be revived, few people beyond the most optimistic activists are suggesting that a brutal mass murder at a historic African-American church on Wednesday will do anything to spark new legislation to rein in guns." To rein in guns. "The consensus is that if Congress couldn't act in the wake of 2012, they go on to say, that it's clear that what happened in Charleston will do little. Of course, then they quote Obama's comments. We don't have all the facts," as he continues then to go into it, as if he had the facts. There was tremendous analysis on Outnumbered today by Katie Pavlich. Both yesterday and today, our friend Katie Pavlich analyzed those statements and just hit it right on the head. And then they continue. "Gun control groups such as the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence and former Rep. Gabby Giffords, Americans for Responsible Solutions, were quick to decry the tragedy as yet another incident in which guns facilitated deadly violence." Let's stop there for a moment. Paul, they want to rein in guns. You know what that means, don't you? Why don't you explain it briefly? What does that mean when they want to rein in guns?
That means they want to take the blame off of the human and put it on the inanimate object that is the easy, simple, no-brainer solution. We don't want to think about it. We don't want to hold humans responsible for their behavior.
They want to take them from us and blame the object.
Yeah, the object is wrong. Not the psychotic, not the evil. It's you and I that have too much freedom. And if only we could get some of that freedom away from the peasants, then, you know, we could make this a wonderful world to live in.
I've preached this for years, that evil exists. And if you fail to recognize that, you doom yourself to life as a victim. Bad people exist, and they do bad things. They come from all walks of life. We can never legislate morality. We can never legislate away their actions. You need to accept that. This is yet again proof positive of that. Knowing that, I want you to pay careful attention to the following quotes from this piece from The Hill. As I just stated, now this comes from Mark Kelly, Gabby Gifford's husband.
Gross.
The one who doesn't want you to have an AR-15 but buys AR-15s for himself. He says, once again, a senseless act of gun violence has brought terror, tragedy, and pain to one of our communities. That statement in and of itself ignores the evil and blames the object. Evil chose to use the object. I remind you that Timothy McVeigh killed 160 fellow Americans, 168 plus, with fertilizer bombs. There is no greater evil. Evil acts at a time and place of its choosing, with a method of its desire. And to deny that ignores evil and its existence. And it goes on and on and on. And it blames the object. Never once in this piece do I see it blamed where it belongs.
Nope.
On Satan. Paul Markle, I want to thank you very much for jumping on this program with us today. I'm looking forward to reading that piece and bringing you back to both the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Program and the Monster Weekend Program, which, by the way, sees Larry Pratt join me on Sunday on the Monster National Broadcast Armed American Radio in 2 days. Make sure you're tuned in for that. You'll get a perspective on what happened in Charleston from Larry that you will never, ever hear in the mainstream media. What a week it's been. Paul Markle, thank you very much for being here. I do appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Can we tell our friends to go to studentofthegun.com to get more information?
Absolutely. Studentofthegun.com. Paul Markle, a patriot, author, television star, radio, podcast, writer, columnist, and everything in between. Student of the Gun. Make sure to head over to USCCA On Air. Check out all of the promotions there. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom here on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. I'll see you on Sunday with Larry Pratt.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out IRFnews.com. That's IRFnews.com.
Way too often we hear stories of law-abiding gun owners being labeled as vigilantes and the violent thugs being painted as sweet, harmless kids. Here's the thing. If you own a firearm and are forced to use it to protect your loved ones, your toughest battle might very well happen afterwards in the courtroom. You need to know your rights and understand exactly what happens after the smoke clears. And that's the reason the United States Concealed Carry Association exists. So if you go to defendfamilynow.com, Freedomfighters.com right now, you can download our groundbreaking guide that will arm you with 18 proven strategies for effective self-defense that will help you stay out of jail, out of bankruptcy court, and home with your family when you're forced to defend your loved ones with a gun. This guide is 100% free, and the 18 strategies it contains could very well save your life one day. Simply visit DefendFamilyNow.com to download your 100% free guide. Again, that's DefendFamilyNow.com.